AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Both sides in the Iran nuclear talks agreed to extend the discussions into Wednesday after failing tonight to hammer out an agreement by a midnight deadline. Iran's foreign minister says both sides are very tired.
We have accomplished quite a bit, but people needed to get some rest and start over early in the morning.
Mark Fitzpatrick, a former State Department non-proliferation official, says it's not all that unusual for diplomatic talks like these to drag on beyond a deadline.
Both sides have to show that they're fighting for every last comma and period. So it's entirely predictable. Sometimes they say they stop the clock and then go over for a few hours.
AP correspondent George Yan, who is covering the talks in Switzerland, reports long-running disputes remain unresolved.
American officials who have talked to us and others say that there has been progress made on finding a deal that addresses concerns both of Iran and the U.S. and its six negotiating partners. But some of the same discussions are going on that were happening days ago.
The defense has rested in the Boston Marathon bomber trial. AP correspondent Denise Lavoy reports an FBI analyst was one of four witnesses called by the defense as it tried to downplay the part her younger brother played in the bombing.
She said she found latent fingerprints of Tamerlan Tsarnaev on two pieces of cardboard that were found inside one of the bombs used in the marathon attack, and also on a piece of paper that was inside a backpack used to carry one of the bombs. She said she did not find Jahar Tsarnaev's fingerprints on any of the bombing components.
Los Angeles police say a man has been found at the Hollywood home of Andrew Getty, heir to the Getty oil fortune. Indiana Governor Mike Pence wants legislation on his desk by the end of the week to clarify that the state's new Religious Freedom Act does not allow discrimination.
Pence told reporters that Indiana's Religious Freedom Restoration Act
was about religious liberty, not about discrimination.
But he's been meeting with lawmakers to address concerns that the law would let businesses deny services to gays and lesbians.
This is a perception problem, and we need to deal with it.
Businesses and organizations, including Apple and the NCAA, have voiced concern over the law, and some states have barred government-funded travel to Indiana. I'm Steve Coleman.
University of Connecticut's men's basketball coach Kevin Ollie says he won't be traveling to the Final Four this week in Indiana. Ollie will comply with a travel ban ordered by Connecticut's governor because of the law. Critics say it would allow discrimination against gays. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.